Is there an isser to mention a Kadosh Baruch Hu's name in English? If you say like G-O-D or Oh My G-O-D, is that considered a violation of mentioning a Kadosh Baruch Hu's name in vain? So the Gemara in Brachas Daf Mem tells us that in order for a person to recite a bracha, he has to mention Shem U'Malchus. It's essential that you mention the Shem Hashem and the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the kingship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order for your bracha to be a valid bracha. Azay state in Gemara and Brachas Daf Mem. The question is, how far does this go? There are many halachas that require the Shem Hashem being mentioned. When all these halachas are employed and you use the name of Hashem in a different language, such as in the language of English, is that considered a valid mentioning of the Shem Hashem? For instance, there's an isser to make a shvua lashav or a shvua lasheker if you do it in the name of Hashem, and you're even chayav malchus if you make a shvua lasheker. This is a violation of the isser of leisisa Hashem lekecha lashav, and this makes the person liable to malchus. If he makes a shvua in the name of Hashem, but he doesn't use the Shem Hashem in Lashon HaKodesh, but he rather makes the shvua with the Lashon of God, or some other Shem Hashem that's in English, or some other language, is this considered a violation of the making of a shvua lasheker, or a shvua lashav? So this is in fact a big tumult in the Paiskim. The Radvaz tells us that when it comes to the isser of making a shvua in the name of Hashem, it's considered a valid shvua with the Shem Hashem, even if the name that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is used with is the name in English and not the name in Lashon HaKodesh. As I state in Radvaz, that a shvua lasheker is considered a shvua lasheker, even if the Shem Hashem that you employ is not the Shem Hashem in Lashon HaKodesh, rather it's in English or some other language, nevertheless it's considered a bona fide shvua lasheker, and you get malchus if you do this, shvua lasheker, if you violate this isser of swearing in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if it's not entirely true. The question is, what about other dinim that need the Shem Hashem? For instance, you mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name in vain. Is this considered Haskarah Shem Hashem Lashov or Levatola if it's being done using the name of Hashem in English, such as saying G-O-D? Or do we say, no, only if it's done in Lashon HaKodesh is it considered a violation of being Mazkir the Shem Hashem Levatola, and not if it's done in any other language? So the first thing we should point out is the Shach, where the Shach says that with respect to the Isser of Mechika, you're not allowed to erase the Shem Hashem. The Shach says very clearly that the Isser only applies if you erase the name of Hashem that's written in Lashon HaKodesh, when one of the seven names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that have the status of being the Shem Hashem. However, if the name of Hashem is written in any other language, such as in English, there's no isser to erase this name of Hashem that's written on paper. And therefore, if it says, let's say, G-O-D on paper, says the Shach, it's mutter to erase this name. It's not considered a violation of being Moichik the Shem Hashem. What about mentioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, Levatolo? If you mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, but you don't say the actual name in Lashon HaKodesh, you just mention the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in English, is that considered a violation of the Isser of mentioning Hashem's name, Levatala? So there's a very interesting discussion in the Paiskim when it comes to this very Shiloh. The Shiloh in Rabbi Akiva Eiger asked about what to do if a person's in a situation where there's a rule called Safek Brachas L'Hakel that applies to this case. For instance, a person forgot if he made a brach of Shahakal on this food. He's eating something that warrants a bracha of shahakol, and he forgot if he made a bracha. So the rule is, safek brachas lachol, he doesn't make a bracha. What is the Eitza, if a person wants to somehow be Mekayim the Din Bracha, because you're not supposed to be Nene Me'ol Mazeh B'loi Bracha, but he doesn't want to violate the Din of being Mazkir the Shem Hashem Levatala. So what is there for this person to do in order to somehow be in violation, avoid violating the Isser of mentioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, Levatala, but also somehow fulfill the requirement of making a Bracha before he eats? So the Shoyal in Rabbi Kiveger suggests that perhaps he should make a bracha in English or in some other language. And if he makes a bracha in some other language, that's the best Eitzah of how to avoid violating the Isser of mentioning Kaddish Baruch Hu's name in vain, but also fulfilling the mandate of making a bracha before you eat. Why? Because L'chayra, you're not over on the Isser of being Masker L'Shem Hashem L'Vatala if you mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name in English. So just make the bracha in English. And like this, you won't be mazkir the Shem Hashem Levatala. So there's no shayla of Safif brachas lahakol. And you'll be mekayim the mitzvah of bracha by reciting a bracha in English. You say the bracha using the Shem Hashem in English, and that suffices to be mekayim your chiv of reciting a bracha before you eat. Rabbi Kiva Eger said, you're wrong. This is not a valid Eitzah. Why? Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, a very important rule. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, when it comes to a shaila of being over on a lav, such as the iser of loisisa, shem alekech lashav, since this is a lav and it's very stringent, we assume that even if you use the shem Hashem in English, or in any other language, that's a violation of the lav. Therefore, whenever this lav is potentially being violated by you, you cannot mention the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu even in English. For instance, a shvua. If you make a shvua lashav or lasheker, then you run into the problem of violating a lav. Loisisas Hashem Elokecha lashav. You make a shvua shav, that's a violation of a lav. If it's a violation of a lav, that's why we said before B'Shem the Radvaz, that if you make a shvua using the name of Hashem in English, that's a violation of a lav. And the reason is because since it's a loisaseh, it's more chomer, and we treat the name of Hashem in English like the name of Hashem in Loshon HaKodesh. However, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, when it comes to an iser aseh, it's less chomer. And with respect to an iser aseh, if you mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name in vain, in English, it's not considered an iser, a violation of the iser aseh. Azoy zokt b'kveger. Mamela, he says like this. If you just mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name in vain, you just mention Hashem's name without having a proper need, an adequate need to recite this bracha or say this name of Hashem, then normally it would only be a violation of an Isra Aseh. Why? Es Hashem Alekecha Tiro. You're not allowed to mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name in vain. And therefore, if you simply mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name without having a proper need to do so, then since it's only an Isra Aseh, if you do so in English, you're not in violation of this Isra. However, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, your Eitzah to recite a bracha in English when you're in a situation of Safek brachas lahakol is not a valid Eitzah. Why? Because, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, when you mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name in vain in a matzav of a bracha, in the context of a bracha, that in fact is a violation of a lav, and that is loisisa eschem lekech lashav. You are in violation of loisisa if you mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name in vain, when it's in the context of a bracha. And the Meila says Rabbi Kiva Eger like this. When you have a shaila of making a bracha, then you may not mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name even in English if it's a shaila of Safek Brachas L'Hakol, if you might be uttering it in vain. Because when it comes to a question of violating a lav, we say that even when you mention the name in English, that's a violation of the lav. However, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, if you just mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name in vain, not in the context of a bracha, then it's not considered a violation when you do so when you're using the a name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in English. Because since the mentioning of his name is being done in English, and it's only a question of an Isra Aseya that says Shem Alekecha Tira, we don't consider the name of Hashem in English to be like the name of Hashem in Loshon HaKodesh. That is the sheet of Bekveger. So Bekveger doesn't like the Eitzah because this Shoya wanted to use this Eitzah when you want to recite a bracha before eating a food in a matzav of Suffolk brachas lachol. And that you can't do because when it's in the context of a bracha, you're going to be violating a lav if you in fact already made a bracha. But if you are not doing it in the context of a bracha, the name of Hashem in English is not considered the name of Hashem in Lashon HaKodesh. According to Rabbi Kveger, if a person says, oh my G-O-D, is this mutter or is this aser? According to Rabbi Kveger, it's mutter, because since it's not in the context of a bracha, it's only a question of being over in an iser asei, es Hashem lekecha tira. And since it's only a question of being over in an iser asei, with this respect, we consider the name of Hashem in English to be not equivalent to the name of Hashem in Lashon HaKodesh. And therefore, it's mutter for you to mention the name of Hashem in English by saying, oh my G-O-D. Lemaisa, the Paiskim say, that even according to Rebbe Kveger, and others say like this, Rebbe Kveger also, the Goyin holds like this, Rebbe Kveger also. So according to Rebbe Kveger and the Goyin, even though it's mutter me'ikir adin to say, oh my G-O-D, nonetheless, goyrin boy. It's something that we disapprove of, and we are not content with a person mentioning the name of Hashem with no particular reason, even if it's being done in English. And therefore, even though you're not in violation of an actual halacha, but goyrin boy, it's not something that we're happy with. The Chachma Sodom disagrees. And the Chachma Sodom holds that even when you are discussing a case where a person wants to mention the name of Hashem in English, if it's done in vain, even though it's a question of an Isra Asay, it's Usur, even though it's being done in English. And according to the Chachmas Adam, if in fact you say, oh my G-O-D, then it would be Usur Me'ikir Adin. Why? Because Lamaisa, he considers the name of Hashem in English to be like the name of Hashem in Lashon HaKodesh. And since you're mentioning the name without a proper need, it's considered a violation of this Isra Asay of Es Hashem Alekecha Tira. The Mishnah Berurah is actually machmir like this Chachmas Adam. The Mishnah Berurah is machmir, and he says that a person may not mention the name of Hashem in vain, even if it's being done in English. So what emerges is a very interesting machlekes apayiskim between the Chachmas Adam and the Mishnah Berurah and the Goyin and Bekveger, whether the mentioning of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name in English, not in the context of a bracha, is considered a violation of the Isra Aseh of Es Hashem Alekecha Tira.